Blog Talk Radio.
You know, in the world, we are building medical infrastructure in such a way that today all of us are expecting someday we will all be seriously ill. It need not be so. If you live with Narmadaji, it need not be so. And not just her, there are many others. It need not be so if you know how to manage the elements, if not all of them. It's very easy to bring water and air into your control. These are two elements which are easily accessible. If you do this combination well and little conscious about what you consume, you will never go to the doctor. There was a time for the whole town there used to be one doctor and it was enough. Today every street has five doctors and it's not enough. This shows how we're living. When we forget how to live, when we do not respect what makes our life, the earth that we walk upon, air that we breathe, water that we drink, the very sky that holds us in place, when we have no respect and reverence for that, how they behave within us is very different. Today there is substantial scientific evidence to show that water has tremendous memory. If you just generate a thought looking at the water, the molecular structure of the water will change. Just a look, the molecular structure of the water will change. If you touch it, it will change. How you touch it is very important. So now for example, they're keeping it in a copper vessel with a flower on top of it. Because this is the god. What other god? If you don't drink water for one day, this is the only god, no other god, isn't it? So how you treat the water, the memory remains for a long period. So before we consume it or before it touches our body, how we treat the water changes the quality of everything in our system. This is a science we have always known. But today modern science has done enormous amount of experimentation on this. Now they're saying water is a liquid computer. The volume of memory and intelligence this carries by itself. It is a liquid computer. This is what they're saying, it's a fluid computer. We have always known this. What is called as tirth, why for one drop of water people go and stand in a temple, is because it has the memory of the divine. You want to take that into your system. If the deity is powerful and the water has touched the deity, it has the memory of the divine, you want that to enter your system. But being in a pure space like this, it's a blessing. There are certain ways with which you can be in the water. If one does that, every ailment, all chronic ailments will go. There are infectious diseases and chronic ailments. Infectious diseases are an invasion from outside. Other organisms are entering our body and troubling us. For this you need a doctor. You need warfare. You have to bomb them out. Chemical warfare is normally what we're doing. But over 70% of human ailments are self-help. We manufacture that within our system. This is simply because fundamentally the way we are treating the elements within ourselves and around ourselves. The so-called modern life has absolutely no reverence to the substances which make our life. The life-making material is being treated badly and we're expecting it'll behave well within us and it will not. So being here at Narmada, it's time we bring back this culture because it's gone a full circle. Now modern science is insisting that water, the way you treat it is the way it's going to behave within you. And we must learn to treat it well. If we want to be healthy, if we want to be well, if we want to be successful, if we want to be prosperous, for all these things it's important the elements within you cooperate. If they don't cooperate, nothing will work. One simple thing.
wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. I wish I could give all I'm longing to give. I wish I could live like I'm longing to live. I wish I could do all the things that I can do, though I'm way overdue. I'd be starting anew. Well, I wish I could be like a bird in the sky. How sweet it would be if I found I could fly. I'd soar to the sun and look down at the sea. Then I'd sing, 'cause I know, yeah, not sing, 'cause I know, yeah, then I'd sing.
Once upon a time, a man got fucked. That's the story of black people in America.
Shit.
You all don't know you black yet. You think you just people. Let me be the first to tell you that you are all black. The moment these Dutch motherfuckers set foot here and decided they white, and you get to be black, and that's the nice name they call you. Let me paint a picture of what's waiting for you on the shore. You arrive in America, land of opportunity, milk and honey, and guess what? You all get to be slaves, split up, sold off, and worked to death. The lucky ones get Sunday off to sleep and fuck and make more slaves and all for what? For cotton, indigo, for a fucking purple shirt. The only good news is the tobacco your grandkids are gonna farm for free is gonna give a shitload of these white motherfuckers cancer. And I ain't even started yet. 100 years later, you are fucked. 100 years after that, fucked. 100 years after you get free, you still getting fucked out of job and shot at by police. You see what I'm saying? This guy gets it. I like him. He's getting angry. Angry is good. Angry gets shit done.
You shed tears for Kumbe Lanze, and here he is telling you. You are staring down the barrel of 300 years of subjugation, racist bullshit, and heart disease. He is telling you that is the one goddamn reason you shouldn't go up there right now and slit the throat of every last one of these Dutch motherfuckers and set fire to this ship. Let the motherfucker burn. Let it all.
Protect your temple with the Solomon's Temple.
Peace, God. What's going on?
Hey, peace, God. How you be?
I'm good, good. Hang on, I gotta get my headphone in.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Everything good.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, that'd be my affirmation at all times. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody, you know, so that anytime you can speak love and peace on you, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, a lot of times, right. But man, how you doing? Man, I'm all right, man. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we bring more of it.
Right, complain immediately. You know,
man,
instead
it's so simple, but we make it hard. You know what I'm saying? And that's that thing we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, when you know you ain't. Sometimes you wanna, even if things not going like you want to do it, you know, it ain't that you lying. You just seeing into the future.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're looking on down the line.
Yep.
You know?
Well, everything that you're seeing now came from a thought we had previously.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it works.
That's
you know, people don't realize everything they're experiencing is an experience that they projected out there through their consciousness that they are having
mm-hmm.
an experience with, you know? That's why we got to be careful what we're thinking on. And I know especially, you know, when you get to the higher levels of thinking, that stuff comes to you quick, good and bad,
mm-hmm.
you know, depending on your maturity level. It comes quick. You just got to be careful what you're thinking at all times, you know, pull them thoughts back, you know. So,
you know who did the best about that though, them rappers really, whether they, sometimes you can do something consciously and you can do things unconsciously.
Right.
There are different levels of competence. You know, some people do things, you know, unconscious competent because, you know, I know them rappers, everybody like, oh, them niggas don't know nothing. Well, whether they know,
mm-hmm.
whether they even read a book or do it, it don't matter if you read it. Half the people that's reading ain't. I don't care what you read. What are you doing with what you read?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this person I was talking to last night came in for help. I mean, just really sick. And as we were talking, this person drank 5 Red Bulls a day.
That's why he's sick.
Almost fell in. Yeah.
One of them was
almost
terrible.
I literally almost fell in the floor. And I said that there are people that drink one a day die. And then the person, mm-hmm. I know. And everything I was saying to him, he knew it. And then I said,
I don't even think they know it. They're just telling you they know. I don't really believe it.
I said, it'd be better if you didn't know it. That's what I told him
mm-hmm.
yesterday. I said, because it makes you, you know, look bad. And you know, I immediately thought about this story, like with my daughter. I remember she was young and she was finna go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter woke me up before she went to school and said, "Daddy, I gotta tell you something." And I'm like, "Okay." And then she said that my teacher said if you eat a bunch of candy, if you eat candy, your teeth fall out. If you chew gum, your teeth fall out. And I said, "Okay." He said, "Okay, Daddy, I just wanted to tell you that. And I'm okay, I'm finna go to school." And she I still in the bed. I'm like, then I start laughing. I said, "She's telling me that because she see me chewing gum." And she, in her mind, I can't know that.
Right.
Because if I knew it, I wouldn't be chewing gum.
Right.
But that shit was just like so deep to me. And kids get it, but adults don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? If you know something, then you do something. You act
right.
on what you know. And people, it's just too many people that just, they're talking about what the hell they know, and they actually don't know, you know. but these rappers, whether they know it, like the people that think they know or not, they do these videos, and they be, you know, when I was coming up, we used to say you fronting, but
right.
then I realized they ain't fronting. They doing rituals on themselves. They create this scene and.
Mm-hmm.
And the scenario and all this money, all this success, the most fun. And then
mm-hmm.
that thing, you know, now you see them doing it. Now you see that stuff in their life. And
mm-hmm.
two of the biggest people that used to do it was Puffy and Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
People literally hated them, you know, back in the 90s. People didn't like them. They bragged around. And all
mm-hmm.
the gangster rappers in trouble, but them two, the only, well, Dr. Dre, well, they billionaires.
mm-hmm.
And all they talked about was shiny things and money. You know
yep.
what I'm saying? It's amazing, and they spoke it into existence. Because when they were talking like that, they had, you know, they was nigger rich, but they wasn't billionaire status. You
right.
know?
Right.
We got to start doing rituals on ourselves. Yeah.
He ain't doing all that bragging now.
He don't do it now.
No,
you know,
he don't.
He's spoken to existence.
Right.
I remember a verse that he said, and I laughed about it, but he said, "I'm from the projects where you argue all day who the best MC. Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas." And I'm like, "Man, nobody talking about you."
mm-hmm.
Now, he's in the argument. You know,
yep.
you know what I'm saying?
And to be honestly, I don't think he's the best rapper out there at that time. I didn't
he
even think a whole lot of Jay-Z. To be honest. The guys
yeah,
that were
you
the
know.
Best rappers are not even seen as the best. Like Rakim and... You know, he was
yeah.
one of the best
mm-hmm.
back then during that time.
Yeah. That's
You're
right.
not even seeing him as the best. He's like totally in the background. Now, you
mm-hmm.
go back and look at his old raps. He was dropping some real science in his raps. But, see,
mm-hmm.
they weren't there in the day. They didn't want to hear that science. Just told you what our people was more into. They didn't want to hear science.
Mm-hmm.
We, as most of our people, as a people, like the flash. Show
mm-hmm.
off who got this, what you wearing, what you got on, you know, what you driving. You know, that's what
mm-hmm.
we're in. And that's who people will give most popularity to, that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
It's amazing, ain't it?
yeah. Yeah, it is amazing. But I think in long terms, it's not good for our people. For the long run, it worked for Jay-Z, it worked for Puff,
worked
and all
for,
the ones that did that.
That's right.
But
mm-hmm.
the people that's looking up to him, it didn't do anything for them.
yeah, it didn't help
yeah.
them at all. It actually promoted more of the nigga stuff. But, you know, I'm just speaking on the point of yourself. Sometimes
right.
you got to do rituals to uplift yourself, but then you can't just, mm-hmm. you just cause it's not about showing off for people. It's about stimulating.
Living in that moment. Mm-hmm.
Right. The subconscious mind. You know, mm-hmm. that's what it's about. The broadcasting center within mm-hmm. yourself. You
right.
know, the most powerful things in the universe you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And even the most powerful parts of your body are the smallest components of your body, the glands,
mm-hmm.
which control everything.
Right.
They so small, mm-hmm. and the glands are the only part of your body that secretes anything. The glands. But then you got these mm-hmm. big old organs, and then you got, even within your organs, there are sacred departments that
mm-hmm.
control that part of it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
The wheels of light, that everything that's the powerful within is so small and so tiny, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The most powerful forces, you can't see them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you have to, you know, they say as above, so below, as without. So then we have to go with as within, so without. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to stimulate them things within from an internal place. But we're too busy trying to impress the external. But the real stem is supposed to be from within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm real big on how I see myself and how I see, but it's so independent of what
mm-hmm.
I think. You know, it don't matter what somebody else thinks.
Yep.
I don't care if it's good or bad. And you know,
it don't matter.
You can't care. You can't say you care what somebody thinks, and then at the same time you say you don't care what somebody thinks. It don't work that way.
Right. Yep. Yeah, it's all about your perception of yourself, because that's what's giving you everything that you're asking for, your perception of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you believe you deserve something or not. Most reason why people don't have money or have money problems is because that somewhere in their consciousness they don't deserve, they need, should have a lot. Or if they do
mm-hmm.
get a lot of money, somewhere in their consciousness, they believe that they're going to spend it as fast as they get it. So
mm-hmm.
they don't have, people don't really have a real good foundation on who they are. We're not taught how to think, man. That's really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We're not taught how to think. And that's what education should be.
You taught how to be servants.
Yep.
You know, that what you had on earlier was really good. You know, water is so amazing. Not just because it's one of the foundations of what we are, the building blocks, you know. The divine feminine half of us, you know, one half of the divine feminine. You know, it's such a powerful force. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes, water is so much. It's the most overlooked part of us and the most underappreciated. You know, half of us don't even like when it rains. you know.
Then
we got something to do. Yeah, you know, but we the only people that don't drink water. All the beings on this earth drink water and drink herbal tea. You see what I'm saying? The drinking of water out the river, that ain't nothing but herbal tea. You see, if you put some herbal leaves in some water and let it sit, it's gonna get murky, and it's gonna take on the properties of that water. The animals drink that water. The water that's sitting around plants and the river, and they drink it. It's so nutritional. It's such a building block. But we have to drink soda. We have to drink. The water got to have a flavor to it. We drink it only when we thirsty. But the body, it's so vital. Even the medical people, the first thing they give you is an IV. And you pay all this money for an IV and they send you home. Go see your doctor.
The first thing they do is hook you up to that in an emergency situation. They put you on an IV, a saline solution or something of some sort.
That's right.
And by the time you see the doctor, you're feeling better.
You're feeling better.
All was wrong. You dehydrated.
And see, you will not register thirst until you feel thirsty. Now you got dehydration. There's clinical dehydration, and I promise you, a generous 97% of the world is clinically dehydrated. Okay, so you got clinical dehydration, but then you get 2 liters below clinical dehydration. Now you start desiring to drink some water. And that's very dangerous. So a lot of the problems that people have come from, the symptoms they have come from dehydration. Mm-hmm. In fact, you're supposed to drink half. People drink half your body weight in ounces, and I don't know. I know few people that do that. You know, you weigh 20 pounds. You're supposed to drink a gallon.
I try to do it. You know, maybe I might get through it one, twice a week where I drink a gallon of water in a day.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get busy, then what keeps us from drinking a lot of water? Being out and not having enough bathroom to go to. Especially if you're flying, you're in the airport, you're limited. You know, you can go to the bathroom while you're waiting for the plane, but then you get on the plane, getting off, all of that is very disruptive to trying to stay hydrated.
That's right.
Just we're not taught that, when you get up, drink water. When you go to bed, drink water. Those two most important times you need to be drinking water is when you get up, because your body uses a lot of water while you're sleeping. And when you go to bed, I think that's the reason why people have strokes and heart attacks in their sleep, because they dehydrate.
During them times, though.
Most people, that's what happens when they have strokes when they sleep. Body don't have enough water to process. When I haven't drank enough water, when I wake up and I got a headache while I'm in the night.
Oh yeah.
That's dehydration.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And see water is highly, highly programmable. It is. Now, a good book based on what we're talking about is The Body's Many Cries. It's written by a medical doctor, and it shows you so many symptoms that we experience from just not drinking enough water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then another good book, and I really like this book, because it scientifically proves so many things. And it's the secrets of water and the messages of water by Emoto, this Japanese guy. And he did a lot of research on water. Mm-hmm. And what he found about the water, that is real deep, because water is very programmable. You program water. So what he did with what it is, he went to get water in inner city where people would call it hood or whatever, took water from them areas, the waters, and froze the water. And it would develop into these real out of balance, ugly looking crystal structures when you froze it. Then he went to where pristine water was at, nice environment, and the water would form into a beautiful geometric pattern. And we know that sacred geometry is an advanced science. It's one of the arcane principles, occult sciences. You got to understand sacred geometry. You got to know sacred geometry. It's essential for spiritual awakening and understanding. You can't take it out. And so here we go with these beautiful sacred geometric patterns found in pristine water. And then we got these real deranged, ugly-looking ones with jagged points found in places where there's a lot of negativity. Now,
right.
Then he did this, another thing, and he took words of power, words of positivity, and wrote it on a piece of paper, froze the water, and it formed beautiful geometric patterns. And because what it was showing, the vibrations that was emanating from those words. Mm-hmm. Even spoke words of power into water, and it froze beautifully. Then he did the opposite. Put destructive words, negative thinking words, spoke the words into water, froze them, and you had the opposite result. It was scientific, and you can't go against what he had. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, just by us speaking these things around us, we want everything tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts are things, and the invisible has to become visible. But we ain't willing to keep doing that, which putting us in a positive state. We don't keep doing it. And then, but we tend to stick with the negativity much longer and can't understand why things not changing. Because the first thing somebody says is, well, I tried that. But if you
didn't want instant success.
Right. And see, a negative thought needs. You need that 7 more times or 9 more times or 4 more times to counter one positive, one negative thought. You're going to need double or more to offset that negative thought, that negative idea, you know? So it makes it hard for you to see what you want, and then people wanted it yesterday, so they don't help either, you know. And so when you see how this water is programmable, even just listening to certain sounds of music and certain songs, it can put you, you know, when you hear something soothing, it changes your spirit. If you hear something sad,
right,
it can make you, you know, just the sound, just being around it changes who you are, you know. The and we know how powerful emotions can be. You can feel them, but the thing is, people are too busy thinking and not feeling they saying, oh, I'm happy, but they're not. You gotta translate that thought into feeling. It really needs to be what you feel. Because you can, you know, think on some negative things when intense emotion. And think on some positive things when intense emotion. You're going to see rapid results with that emotional feeling with it. But then if you just merely think on something without the same magnitude of feeling, you're not going to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it just
ain't gonna happen. You know?
Right.
So a little thought, you gotta match the feeling.
Yeah, you're right. But most people, you know, the world is negative. Well, this world we're living in is mostly negative. And people enjoy negativity. Relish in it. So, that's why their lives don't change. You know, if you want something positive, you got to stay on negative. That's why I was telling people last night, what you do is say your positive affirmations, record them, put them on a loop in your bedroom, play it low, just enough so you can hear it and go to sleep on that. And guarantee when you wake up the next day, your day is going to be totally positive because you'll be in a positive mindset, and everything you come across, you're going to already have the preconceived idea that it's going to be a positive situation. So in order to offset all of the negativity around you, you got to create positive situations for yourself. Almost force yourself to do it. And if
That's
you keep
right.
doing that over and over, it's almost like they're having a protective shield around you. So when stuff comes your way, you really don't even be bothered by it when it does happen. You don't even see it as negative. Even though it might, somebody else might see it as negative, you don't see it as negative.
That's right.
It's like putting yourself in a protective bubble. But you got to constantly do that and keep it in practice.
Damn, I love what you're saying because, you know, but like you're saying, they got to do this every day and stick with it and make it a part of their life. But we make the bullshit the part of our life every day. You know what I'm saying?
That comes
from
what you're watching and listening to. If you want watching drama on TV, you're going to have drama in your life. You know, people like watching them drama shows. I want to see what happened next and this and that and keep watching it until the next episode. And then next thing you know, they got drama in their personal life, and they're trying to figure out why. Why? Because that's what you surround yourself with, drama. You know? These people just moved in next door to me, right? They've been there maybe a couple of weeks. Within the top 2 days, they were all getting in a fight, right? So I'm thinking to myself, they probably moved thinking they was going to start new and have a new situation. No, the place don't make it different. It's your mind.
No
matter where you move, you're taking your thoughts with you. But mostly I hear the woman, you know, and her main complaint be, you don't listen to me. I don't mean nothing to you. So she's begging for his attention and she's looking for herself through his attention, which she ain't gonna ever get. Even if he gave her 100% of his attention, I love you, and he gave her everything she wants, she still wouldn't be satisfied. The reason why? Because she ain't filled herself up. The only place you're gonna get true fulfillment is within yourself.
That's right.
Making yourself happy. That's the only way fulfillment comes. It don't come from external things, whether it be nice car, money. It don't come from those things. Now, I love nice cars and I love money, but they have this place.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? I know I don't get happiness from that. They just tools I use to create happiness, you know. But I get happiness from just, hey, man, I just learned something new. and new experiences that I create for myself. You see?
That's right.
So we got to become self-reliant, self-sufficient, totally on our own confidence, our own mind, and making ourselves happy. And too many of us, and I know this brother ain't happy. He just, it'd be her arguing with him, and he'd go in the car, sit down, and or he'd be like, all right, I apologize, just to shut her up. And I'm like saying to myself, why we as brothers be putting up with that? It's a bunch of women out here ready to give it up. Easy, right? So why are we putting up with one headache like that?
It ain't working.
Giving them that much power. I'm like, dude, you know, man, I said to myself, ain't no way I'm going to let this disturb my peace.
And see, the sisters need to understand that.
You done, bro?
They need to understand that. And see, now...
Hey. Oh, his brother was listening to me. So you're right, man. It's the truth. I'm here about my mailbox, and the brother was listening to what we talking about. I'm actually doing a radio show right now. But he was agreeing with what we're saying. You know, but a lot of brothers is going through that. You know, we're putting up with nonsense just for the sake of maybe trying to hold a family together, or just for the sake of our own sanity. We think we create sanity for ourselves. But why deal with that? You don't have to.
That's right.
You know? You know, it's not worth it. You know? You know?
That's right.
The guy at UPS was dropping off a package, and I was in there listening. I just stepped out. That's the beautiful thing about radio. You can do it from anywhere. All right, brother.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't that something? No. And see, but these young boys ain't doing it. These young boys are not doing it. And you know, I talk to this and I say, y'all are actually losing. You what you think you're doing, you're making the guy leave. You're making it where he's gonna leave. And no, and like you said, they want that attention. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And want their attention, but you know what I'm saying? And we do stuff too, I get it. We, you know, but in the same breath, we do things that's equally annoying to them.
Well, you know, here's the thing. We do stuff. We do. But the one thing that we have the ability to do is let stuff go.
That's it.
What doesn't serve us, we let it go.
Let it go.
You know, okay, I apologize. Because in any situation, you see men will apologize quicker than any woman any day. A woman can be dead on, spot on, wrong. She will avoid you just not to apologize to you.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? And they don't understand that just that apology and recognizing that, you know, there was an error made and it needs to be adjusted is mainly for their healing, not yours. It's not my ego that you apologize to me. It really don't. Okay, you apologize. Okay, boom, move on, right? But the healing comes from you admitting and owning up and taking responsibility. And then now I can do better. But when you don't own up, you're blocking your growth. Most of, I would say, our women are emotionally immature in the emotions area. And the reason why they're emotionally immature is because they will not come to terms with their own feelings and admit that there's some work that needs to be done.
That's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I know I got work to do.
That's right.
I know I do. But because I know I do and I admit that, I grow.
Right.
I can scratch some things off the list. But you're going to keep dealing with these emotional hurdles until you come to terms with them. It's just that simple.
You know the bad part about it, though? It's a bad part. It's a part that a lot of the brothers don't get. When a woman not complaining, and when she stopped that, it's actually a bad thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because now she's going to most likely cheat or do what she's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, it's like, damn. You know, but when she complaining and doing all of that, it's because she got all the eggs in that one basket. And she wants everything from you to work. And she trying to keep the relationship together because her most important thing is the relationship. That's not a man's most important thing. He wants to provide and create. We don't care about relationships to the extent we do. We really don't. We just want to provide for you, give us some booty, and give us peace. That's what we want. They want to emotionally charge. They want to feel the depths of you. They want to feel even the negative attention, which they don't realize is really bad for them. That negative attention they're getting, which they crave for, is actually making you say, man, you sit here thinking, man, I got to get rid of this damn girl. And you sit there thinking to yourself, like, you weighing out, should you be with her or not? But then her see happy that you giving her all your attention and every thought is there.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, baby, they ain't helping you. I know you feel like it's helping you, but it ain't. You know, and it's just deep how that goes. You know, so.
So what about the brothers that be doing all of that? You know, they do all that.
Well,
go out their way and try to make it work, and the women still shit on them.
Well,
what happens? You know, I see that so many times.
We see that shit just equally as amount. But you know, that you know, either way, it ain't helping. You know, I think
both men and women do that because I've seen guys who have great women do things, go the extra mile, and they bring in babies home.
Mm-hmm.
You know. They're bringing extra miles to feed home. You know, woman going to work, making sure the bills paid, doing everything. Like, for instance, my son got into a fight with his sister boyfriend, when she's pregnant, because he caught hit. They all live in the house together, so the guy, his sister's at work, and the guy got a girl in the room, in the house.
Oh,
now,
Lord.
He on house arrest, so he can't go nowhere. And his sister's the only one working for them, and she's pregnant. And this man brings a woman to the house.
God damn.
You see what I'm saying? So I think people don't appreciate good treatment. And I think that comes from they don't know how to treat themselves. You know, they don't love themselves. Yeah.
A lot of times you get that dynamic where you get a girl that's wild as shit, and what you saying, the guys are just, you know, because I had a guy like that last week. He was just, golly, I don't want to say it this way, but, you know, he just a guy with no nuts. He had no nuts. and the girl was. She just didn't respect him. You know what I'm saying? And she would have just been better off just not being with him. She just literally had no respect for the brother. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the brother that just beat on sisters and just do like how that brother you saying did. And just, you know, sometimes, but sometimes it's a lesson that the person got to get, you know, the lesson that he might need to get is how to stand up for himself. And the lesson he need to get is he's going to have to get some nuts, you know?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so.
And respect.
Yeah, he was fighting the guy. And I said, dude, I told my son, don't get no fight with that because she's going to be with him. He's like, no.
She gonna
I
be
said,
with
watch.
Him.
I said, you watch.
Yeah,
sure enough, they just had a baby shower. Hey, if you got somebody with your hand up, hold on.
Okay.
Let me get them.
503-890. Peace, dog.
Hey, peace to the God.
Hey, peace, dog.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Okay. Hey, yeah, I actually have a question, but first I'd like to chime in about something that you guys were just talking about, Keema in particular. It's funny that you said about women need to take accountability, you know, for their feelings. And I was just saying that yesterday in a Facebook group, they asked a question of advice a man should give women for relationships. And that's exactly what I said, but in different words, that we got to hold ourselves responsible and accountable for our own healing.
What kind of response did you get? How did the women respond?
It was just there weren't no responses from the women. I think it was just for them just to read, and then there was they could put a thumbs up or a heart or check, that was it. So there was no response for them. Usually, and I've said that before, over the past year or so in a group that asked a question like that, and usually they ain't got a whole lot to say to tell you the truth. It's like that's a real deep truth. Sometimes I get a deep truth about me, and
they'll chime in if it was about a man, though.
Oh yeah,
they'll go all in. That's sad in a way. People don't want to, like, women in particular do not want to accept this fact. The reason for our slow growth as a people is because our women won't take accountability for their actions or their feelings. Because you got to remember, the woman is touching everybody that hits this world first. So I don't need to be a scientist to even come up with this answer. If I am the being that brings forth the human or bring forth someone, I'm the first one who touches it. So 9 months gestation, then you brought it to the world, the cuddling and the feeding. The child is around the mother more than the father. They would be the father ever will, even if two parents is at home. You see?
Wow.
Right. So the number one influencer of the child, they try to make it, whenever a child go wrong, that's because his father wasn't around, or this, that, and the other. Wait a minute, if he's not around, he's not affecting the child. So, but if you go to any neighborhood where there's a high single mother, I don't care what demographic or racial group it is, we talk about black women because that's what we experience on a daily basis. But I've been in different neighborhoods, the redneck neighborhood, and I've done them in our neighborhoods, and I where I see, and you have a high amount of single mothers in the white neighborhoods too, especially in that neighborhood. Children are affected the same when the single mother, and she's the main influencer. So if you have a mother that's not a good example as a mom and instilling good values into the child, you're going to have a child that's going to be a problem to society and to himself, no matter who it is, black, white, green, whatever. So,
that's right.
The thing is, I agree. Because we as a men will fall when it comes to, we have, but listen, you see every day, guys like Barack Obama and all these other guys that are successful, that's because they got a good woman in their life. You see what I'm saying? Barack Obama was smoking weed and hanging out. Then he got with Michelle. She said, listen, you want to keep this pussy, you're going to have to do the right thing.
That's right.
You know, I'm sure they had a conversation like that. You know what I'm saying? You want this? Listen, I'm going to be a lawyer. Or even if she didn't say it, it was her action. She was going to school. She was getting her degree. She was faithful in her goals. So him being with her said, well, if I want to keep her, I'm going to have to step the game up. A man steps his game up for a good woman. For the most part, men know the value of a good woman. They do know.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. and think yep. about it. We think about it all day long. If you listen to conversations of men, right? It's always, man, I got to get this for my wife. My wife said this. My wife did this. I need to do this. It's her birthday. It's an We're seeking to do good things. You know, if you're a decent man, you're seeking to do good things for your woman. Or you think
right.
about, well, I don't want to cause no rift in the house, so this is what I'm not going to do this. And even in these conversations that we have, and there may be some women listening, oh, I ain't going to say that. That woman's going to have a problem with that. You see what I'm saying? So you see how much
right.
power the woman
right.
got?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these women don't know their power, or they're using the power in a dysfunctional way. That's the issue.
Yep, they've been socialized
so when they say this is a man's world, it's not a man's world. This is a woman's world.
That's right.
This is really a woman's world. Although you see man running it and doing certain things, there's a show called it's a show. It's about these women who are being they have babies for other women that can't have babies. It's on Hulu, but it's a society of where they put these women in slavery and they basically have to have children for people, the elite, right? Now, when you watch this show, the only reason why they're able to keep these women in slavery like that is because of other women. You see what I'm saying? So women are behind the scenes running this thing, keeping these women in slaves. Their husbands can have sex with them, treat them as a suffering surrogate, and they right there holding the woman down while they're doing it just so they can have a baby. I forgot the name of the show. But if you look at society, a lot of the laws that they created, where you see a lot of men are they call it infidelity, they have other women. A lot of these elite women allow their husband to do that just so that they can keep their riches. So all of these other stuff moves about, you need to have one woman, one man. That's for the lower class. You know, people without money. That's the rules for the people without money. The people on the top level, they don't care what their husbands are doing.
That's
but
right.
But their husband is making rules for the lower class. Why? It keeps everybody in check. See, the higher class woman up there who know her power knows that her husband is going to go and get pussy somewhere else. Right? She
That's
ain't
right.
trying to stop him to do that. But what she's trying to do is, yeah, you can go get some pussy somewhere else, but you make sure that you make these rules and make this money so our family and our legacy can continue. And you better do this way, that way. And this, and because you're doing whatever I'm asking you to do, you can go get you some pussy on the side. You see what I'm saying? That's what they're doing. That's the game that's really being played right now. But see, the people on the lower level don't see that game. And here we are fighting back and forth. Oh, you cheated on me. You did this and do that. But the people at the higher income levels where they're making money just when they're asleep, they're not even thinking about those things. That's the last thing on their mind is infidelity. Last thing. See, we're worried about that little stuff, that small stuff. And to be honest with you, cheating is a small issue.
I
don't care what society you live in, somebody gonna fuck somebody else. Period.
See, I agree, and it comes down, and it really comes down to ego. It comes down to our ego dealing
yes.
with it and understanding
yes,
it.
It's all yeah. happened. It's happening, and nobody stopped it in all the existence of man or woman on this planet. They haven't stopped it. It's a battle that you're fighting that you're never going to win. So why fight?
That's right.
Yep. On another note, Akeem, I'd like to ask a health question.
Yeah.
I have a nephew. He's 19 years old, and he was born with autism. And as of recently, within the past few years, I kind of know that he's been diagnosed with having some degree of schizophrenia and bipolar disorder and anxiety as well. And we've been sending them, to the medical doctors and getting treatments and my mom takes care of them, you know, different medicines, you know, stuff don't work, sometimes a problem, they got to reduce it or increase it, keep them in holding for like three to five days to get them back to normal. And I was like, man, if there is a natural remedy that, you know, we could use. And then with him, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to explain to him, or you can explain to him, but sometimes he wants to do what he wants to do, and we can't make him do stuff that we want. You know what I mean? Because you just can't make people do stuff they don't want to do, even though he has the condition and it'll be good for his health. And so, any suggestions? Yeah, because I hate that he has to keep taking these medicines and they come out getting lithium now. So I don't know. Well, what can we do?
Yeah, now the catch to it is, I mean, a lot of feedback on the, it's kind of hard to hear you.
That must be your brother. You driving or something?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. So, what's happening is...
Mute your mic while he's giving you the answer because it's hard to hear you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, that helps out a lot. I couldn't hear him. Okay. Now, this, when you have autism, it's not a one herb that you can take that's going to help you. You're going to need a program to help yourself. Number one, everybody I know that has, I mean, we know how autism comes. It comes from the vaccines. I mean, duh. But what I know is by everybody that's autistic, they all eat highly starch diet. All of them eat highly starch diet and preferably like McDonald's fries and chicken nuggets and a high meat diet. So we have to immediately eliminate the starches and immediately eliminate that processed meat. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Then, which is going to be hard to do because them young children, when they have in their head what they're going to eat, they ain't going to eat it. So what I ask people to do is pick, even if they can only eat only like one healthy thing, a salad. If they only just like a salad, have them eat just salad or something. Even if it's just one thing that's going to help them, then go with that one thing, okay? Then you use herbs. You have to go to the stomach because the stomach is a brain. This is why the diet hurts you so much because, you know, in traditional healing, your digestive system is your second brain. So you have to go down. You also have to take herbs to strengthen the nerves in the brain. So you're doing a combination of both, feeding the nervous system and detoxing the body and then putting the right foods in. And it will be corrected, but it's going to take that discipline of putting the right foods in. You can't just do the herbs and continue to eat it and then say the child don't want to change it. Now, we also got this other thing that, let's say if somebody, what you were saying with the water, you got to have that proper water in the diet. And once the kid start getting better, the child gonna need some form of tutoring to get it caught up to the grade level because of the years that they was not functioning at their highest capacity. And then you'll get rid of it. And we have children. It's this little boy that I was working with. Shoot, this little man. I seen him a few weeks ago. I mean, shoot, he in martial art and everything. You know what I'm saying? He bad now too. I mean, his martial arts ability is amazing. And because of his mom made him She, you know what I'm saying? She made sure he ate according to the diet. And she did like, she did a lot of smoothies because he liked smoothies. So since he liked smoothies, she just rolled with that. She made the smoothies, put the sea moss in, put the other herbs that we use, put in a smoothie. He drank that, and then he'll drop, use a dropper and drop the herbs that we recommended in his mouth. And hey, now she got him in martial art and got a tutoring. He doing really good, you know. He on grade level and everything now. But it's going to take that parent. And it's really draining to have somebody sick like that. And it take a toll on the caregiver because the kid acting this way. And it's not easy to do, but it's going to take that person that's saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. And they'll be fine if you just stick with it. Okay.
That's yeah, you're right. That definitely takes a toll. Yes, it does. You're absolutely right. Well, it does take a toll. It's tiring. I'm just there part time. Yeah, they are. You're right about that.
Yeah, and then after a while, you.
But
like,
I thank you that.
But I promise you, brother. If they still, the only way they won't change is only one factor that'll prevent you from receiving results with this, and this has to be noted. Some people have debts they gotta pay, karma debts they gotta pay, and a karma debt lasts for 30 years, a cycle of Saturn, because Saturn rules karma, Saturn rules that. So sometimes people have to pay them debt. Now sometimes your debt can come after the first cycle and come later in life. Or you can start off in your life, but you gotta pay them debt. And sometimes people have karma debts they gotta pay, and it'll prevent certain things. Cause some people have to pay certain debt. You know.
Hey, y'all, I got to get on my consultations. I'm behind.
Okay.
But if you want to continue, you can go ahead.
No, brother, huh? It's already 11. I love it. I didn't realize it was,
Yeah. You got into talking. But all right, man, peace, God. See you next week.
Hey, peace to the God. All right. Peace to the God.
All right, peace.
All right, peace.